Oh yeah. Civil Mindset Podcast, back at it again real quick. RJ on the beat. My cousin is a producer and he be going crazy. But real quick, this is my last episode of the season. Life is just changing. Everything is changing. Attending to who I am and making sure I'm good on the other side. So real quick, if you want to be a guest or whatever, reach out to me. I'm more than welcome. It is what it is. Let's get to it. About the first week of August, I have been inconsistent with podcasting, and it's called Civil Mindset. And it's about the mentality of Black people. And the whole purpose of those breaks is to heal my mind when I go through certain situations and certain things. You know, the only way to get through something is to see it through. So when it comes to this podcast, this will be my last episode, and I'm gonna make it into seasons. This podcast has been therapeutic. It has been great information. It has been dropping gems. It has been knowledgeable. It has related to so many people that it has helped. And I had my therapist tell me, you know, my story is helping other people. My trauma and all this stuff helping other people. But I'm in a place where I look at it like I shouldn't have to help other people or teach other people through negative and bad things, especially the stuff that I have endured, I want to say, in the last few years. I know my story when I tell it later on, because I'm not in the space to tell it, as far as like my relationship, as far as like my job, the traumatic things that I went through, because I'm still very angry. I haven't even got to the grieving state, but I feel like I shouldn't have to go through all this negativity, all this trauma, live this type of unhappy, angry, violent, fucked up life mentally to teach no one. And I'm in a space where I'm done talking. It's time for me to get my mind back on track. It's time for me to find my peace and take care of myself so I can be able to teach from a happy place. Listening to my podcast, and I'm like, damn, I was so angry majority of my podcasting. And I can remember vividly how my day was. So this last episode is going to be titled Losing It All. And it's going to talk about the mentality, the business aspect, a bunch of different things. So losing it all, I was talking to a great friend of mine the other day. And I'm like, man, you know, I just left my career, my job with the military, which I am so happy for. Granted, my LPO messed me up because he gave me misinformation about my exemption. But at the end of the day, I look at it like everything happens for a reason, you know? So my man, I'm siding with Kyrie 100%, not getting the vaccination. That's his body. That's his choice. He don't care about the money. And I think everybody's bashing him. They're like, oh, but you a millionaire, blah, blah, this and that. For him, he's giving up his dream, which is far bigger than the money, for the safety of himself. You know what I'm saying? That's his body. That's his temple. He can do what he pleases. And I've done the same thing. I'm not going to get this vaccine. For one, they only approve Pfizer, but they forcing everybody to get the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, whatever it is. You can't work. You are at risk of losing your benefits if you don't get this vaccine. Something that they created, you know, in response to COVID-19, which COVID-19 been out for a long time. It just been weaponized in the last few years. And y'all come up with this vaccine, how long? Less than a year? But we talking about age that took about 40 years. We talking about cancer that still ain't got a cure. And a lot of these things from the pharmaceutical companies, we know that the big money, the big banks going to pay for that cure. You know what I'm saying? That's a $1 billion industry. Why would I give you the pill to heal it all when I could just give you some synthetic medicine so you keep coming back? And so losing it all, I'm speaking about, have you ever just looked at business people, like millionaires, like even Disney, like all these businesses that were like, that are today wealthy billionaires, you know, public trading, just these successful companies. And when you look in the past, when they first started off, they went bankrupt. Or when they started off, it took them years to actually get up off the ground. Like, okay, Squid Game is a big show, a big series right now on Netflix. I read up that the author took like 9 to 10 years pitching this to so many people before he finally got approved by Netflix. It got to the point the man had to sell his laptop that he then wrote Squid Game, like his laptop where it all started at. He had to sell it because he had no more money. He was broke, that broke. He had to sell that. And boom, he got that 1 yes. Out of 9 to 10 years, he got that 1 yes. That man is rich. One of the number one show on Netflix right now. Everybody talk about it. It got to the point that the games on Squid Game is on GTA. It got to that point. It got to the point where kids know what Squid Games is just because it's on games that they play a lot. And that man basically lost it all. Kyrie may lose it all. We seen Dave Chappelle walk away from a $50 million deal. You would call that losing it all? Like, dang, he walked away from that simply because of what they was asking him to do. They was asking this man to pretty much coon, to pretty much dog the hell out of black people. You know, it's funny, it's entertaining, blah, blah, blah. Blah. No, I'm not doing that. He walked away from that. And now we get people to protest, and it kills me. This is one thing that kills me about us black people. It kills me. It really blows the hell out of me. Is how do we always stand with other people, but we don't stand with ourselves? We got the National Black Society and them protesting, writing letters to Netflix about removing Dave Chappelle, and you should not have missed his message. He even said he sent his message throughout the whole recent stand-up. He said, everybody bash me for the whole transgender and, you know, the gay jokes and all this stuff. He was like, it has nothing to do with the sexuality. It's purely about the color. Leave my people alone. And that's me paraphrasing. He said this in several different parts of the skit. Like, he said this. He talked about it. It's not even about the sexuality. It's about black people. Homosexuals can do this. They have rights that's further than us. All these different things. And black people, we still walk around the street screaming Black Lives Matter, but we still getting shot, killed, people not getting prosecuted, all these different things. And here go us black people protesting against this man. Now I understand. And I have friends that are transgenders. I understand how that can be offensive. I understand that. But when I talk to them, they don't get offended for one. It's comedy. Comedy is meant to be raw. Comedy for years, since it been goddamn comedy, has been wrong. It has been saying the most bogus stuff ever about whoever, whenever, however. It's wrong. Pure rawness. That's the point of loving comedy. Like, Richard Pryor, he didn't give a fuck back in the day. He didn't give a fuck. And that's who Dave Chappelle remind me of. When did Dave Chappelle ever care? So it's like, now everybody protesting against this man. He said it. He's gonna get canceled. I don't care. I like it. And I love that type of mentality. Always have, because at the end of the day, you doing something, you're doing your past, you're doing what you want to do. Why is it up to everybody to say, oh, well, we don't like it? And then we live in a world now. If one person don't like it, here go a bunch of people following them. And here go some more people following them. And now all Instagram don't like it. Because one person don't like it and they don't know. And you witnessed this so much. I want to say the biggest moment I witnessed this was the Bow Wow situation. I don't even know why people went on here so hard on Instagram, and Shaver was pouring in, and you go through the comments, everybody was like killing this man right before the Versus head came. I'm like, dang, why they hate this man so much? What has he ever done to people? Not understanding. And I'm like, dang, then I seen it again on a different celebrity. One person don't like something, B. Simone. One person don't like something, everybody don't like that person. And don't even know why. Like, and you get canceled just off that. People lose money just off that. But the stuff that should be canceled don't get canceled. We see Gucci, H&M, Louis, all these big name brands do some the most ridiculous stuff to black people. We go in, we say something, and boom, we shopping back with them next week, 2 weeks from now. And then I see she's, well, they all do it, you know, it's a time in history, but shit, them Gucci loafers hit though. That's our mentality. But when it comes to our own, oh no, we go in for the kill every time. And this is why this podcast is here. Not to just bring awareness, but to also, what's the result? How can we change this? We need to love our damn selves. That's simple as that. The Willie Lynch letter, the whole program of the terrible, traumatic history and messed up history of slavery that's still going on in today's society, just in different ways. We know what it is, but we still, oh, it is what it is. It's just a way of life. No, it ain't. We have proven the moment, first of all, Black people are the biggest consumers. The moment we start spending money, this world gonna change. Period. Black people are in a position where they can start a lot of businesses, any business where our ancestors couldn't even do it. Where our ancestors patented so much stuff in this world today, and it's no credit for it. Because they didn't know how to read or write. They didn't have the rights to legalize or show ownership of something that they created. They did it. Like Jack Daniels, the liquor, the whiskey. That's from a Black man. But look at the papers. It's owned by a white man. That's from a Black man. So now we in today's society where it's like losing it all. When you look at the rich people, they lost it all. But the biggest people who lost it all was Black people. If Black people if they could have proven and really showed the ownership, legally filed documents of ownership of everything they created, not just the stuff we know about, peanuts and all this and that. No. Everything that we created, if we could show ownership legally, you know how this world would be so ran by Black people? We already built it. But you know how this world would be ran by Black people? Black people had literally is they the definition of losing it all. And now we're in a position where we don't have to do that no more. We don't. For one, we need to start investing in each other. That's number one. It's nothing wrong with, oh, this person gonna get this much money, this person gonna become successful. So what? If all y'all millionaires, who cares? Who got an extra more million than you? When we sitting all in the neighborhood and this person got more taxes than us and now we want to look at them and go rob them, but we all still poor because we are already just looking for next year around this time. That's crazy. We need to start investing in ourselves. Investing in each other. Supporting each other. Stop going to these places looking for discount and stop charging each other these prices knowing that our target, and I had this issue myself, you know your target audience is Black. And I understand that the world is inflated right now, its prices and everything. But if we buy stuff wholesale anyway, not saying that makes it cheaper because it's still, you know, inflation going on. But still, if we're going to charge buku money, we need to have buku quality. And we can't be mad when we got buku quality and buku prices. And people get on us about it. That's criticism. That's actually helpful. Now, we do talk to each other crazy, but we know each other. We know how we work. So we should be able to de-escalate a situation, period. Talking to a great friend, and she was like, yo, whoever said you lost it all, maybe she was like, it sounded like to me, you just clean your slate and you starting over. I say, damn, hold on, let me think about it. She said, you came in the military with nothing, you losing with nothing. You got a couple of certifications, you know what I'm saying, like that. But your experience overall, and this is a great friend who I could call up and be like, yo, X, Y, and Z have like, girl, I need to talk. My head is just everywhere. Like, help me. Like, I need to get level-headed. Like, am I tripping? Woo-woo. This that type of great friend. She like, you know, you came in the military, you ain't lose nothing. You walking out with nothing. She was like, you went through some stuff. My marriage, you came in it, walking away from it with nothing. There's nothing wrong with that. Friendships, they really weren't your friends. The business that you started and you never took off and you quit it, how you lose it all? ain't like it was $1 million business. You walked away from it. You failed at it. You quit on it. Move on. You just know what to do better next time. It's just, I'm like, dang, you know what? It is a clean slate from everything. From everything. Literally losing it all. I'm not losing it all anymore. I'm literally walking away from everything that doesn't bring me peace in my life. That betrayed me, that didn't protect me, that did more harm than help. That changed me into a different woman that I didn't see who I would be today. Y'all ever been through something and you look months later and years later and you're like, damn, I want to be this person. And then you go through something else and then those months and years later come back, you're like, bro, I never became the person I wanted to be. I missed out on this, that. I allowed this. I did this to protect myself and it backfired. I want to prove that I can be this amazing person. I could be this successful business owner. So I stayed in a situation that I knew was drowning and I didn't delegate and hire these people to do X, Y, and Z, knowing that I was failing in those areas. I stayed in this marriage to prove that I could be a good, great wife or a good, great husband or whatever the case may be. You know, I kept this friend around because, you know, the loyalty. You know, I did this. I feel like I owe something. I kept this friend around because they needed me. This and that. You know, I stayed in this. I stayed working for these people in this career field because I was too scared to take risks on myself. Like, this is legit combos that we have with ourselves. And we feel like, dang, what should I do? And then sometimes we lose sight on what we want to do or what needs to be done. And we get our judgment kind of thinking of others. Bro, that's when you lost it all because you lost yourself. Because you lost yourself. Losing it all, I realize, is nothing but losing yourself. Once you lost yourself, it's over with. That's the biggest L you can take. Losing your mentals, just like going crazy. Wanting to die, not live no more. Questioning why me, how me, and I used to be the person, and I'm an advocate, you know, not why me, but okay, I see why me now. Now I'm strong and I can do this. I can do this better. It's why me. If you went through some hard times, some crazy stuff, and you sitting here doing the same thing, like you ain't never learned your lesson. You ain't never just reflect and look at yourself. And when I say I'm done talking, all I do, and this is my last podcast because I feel like I have to get this out for this season. And then I'm going to drop some merch and post, like, inspirational stuff. Stuff that, good affirmation stuff that's going to get me through it. And I hope it gets people through it that way. Instead of all the hard times and bad times and frustrating. No, it's going to be the good stuff. Because I'm a good-ass person. I don't care what nobody paint my character to be. I really don't care. Never did, never will. Period. I know who I am. I need to bring them core values that need to be on the surface. Straight up. So when it comes to me losing myself, I will never, ever allow that to happen ever again, period. I will never allow somebody to get me out of my emotions, knowing that that's what they're purposely trying to do because you know me so well. I don't even want a person like that around me no more. I don't care what's the degree of our friendship, businessship, relationship. I don't care. If you purposely doing something to harm me or to get a reaction or anything that's negative or toxic, because I'm the type of, first of all, I'm from Chicago. Let me get this straight. I'm from Chicago. Born and raised. I don't care where I've been stationed at. Chicago to the bone. You got me fucked up. Straight up. That's the demeanor we got. We don't play that, period. We some loving, creative, business-minded, hustling-ass people. Funny as hell. But you got us fucked up. Period. And we carry that. Try me if you want to. I'ma still have those same core values. But I'm also gonna be the mature and bigger person to just walk away from stuff. You can have me fucked up. But you need me. You need my business. You need my friendship. you need something from me. Just because of the type of caliber of a person, the type of woman I am. And if you losing everything around you, look in the mirror and say, damn, am I losing myself in the process? Or am I gaining myself back in the process? Because literally, if you gaining yourself, you ain't losing nothing. You just cleaning the slate. Now, if you losing yourself, oh, you need to check yourself. You need to catch yourself. Ain't nobody responsible for that but you. Because you got to go to the drawing board. Okay, like, where did this start? When did I start talking like this, allowing this? Why do I think it's okay to stress? I see some old people these days, skin looking good, hair full. I'll never forget asking my great-grandma, OG, OG, grandma, how you living this long, healthy, walking, driving, all this stuff in your late 80s? Not an ache pain in the room, period. No high blood pressure, diabetes, no nothing. Still eat meat, but she still eat her greens and veggies and take her vitamins and drink a lot of water and walk around. And she was so motivational. Hair down to the middle of her back in the cornrows, but she throw that wig on because you got her messed up if them edges ain't laid. Grandma, how you living like this? She said me three things. Don't stress. Mind your business. I see all people these days, I ask them the same thing. Your skin looking good. Ooh, this and that. I don't be stressing. I don't know what stress is. I do what I want. I live my best life. Living our best life. We be thinking it's partying and all this and that. No. I had to ask an older woman, what you mean? How you live your best life? I'm just curious. Straight up. I'm just curious. She said, I do what I want to do when I want to do. And I set myself up when I was young to do those things. If I want to travel, I can. I don't live with people who add toxic things to my life. If my kids want to bring that to me, I simply hang up. They know it's all love. They can take it as tough love, but you're not going to stress me out. She ain't have a man or nothing. She got friends she hit up. She ain't married or nothing. She was like, mm-mm. I see how all my friends stress in name marriage. I'm good on that. She was like, I'm never alone. I can entertain myself. I said, oh, okay. And I realized, I want to live my best life. What that mean? Happiness? Whatever the picture you got of you living your best life, if it's peaceful and happy and enjoyable, let's not think that life is fruits and apples. There's going to be some time stress. There's going to be some crazy stuff because that's life. It's obstacles. That's life. But don't add to the war that's already there. And I'm like, dang, for me to be a Black woman, a Black gay woman in the military, I already got three strikes. I'm Black, I'm a woman, and I'm gay. Knew that off rip. When I got married, no lie, my senior chief said, you married? That ain't right. Did you ask me? I said, excuse me? I'm grown as hell, and I'm the type of person, like I said, I'm from Chicago, you got me fucked up. Even in the military. I went through a lot of racist stuff in my military career. And I'm like, I don't have to ask you for nothing. This is my life. That's my woman, which is now my wife. What I gotta ask you for? You ain't her daddy. He was like, that's protocol. You gotta ask to get married. Where at? I ain't redone my contract. Give me if it like, no. I gotta ask you to get married to someone? Didn't even want to route my paperwork, my marriage documents, so I can get the benefits for having dependents at this time. All right, that's cool. I go right up over you. Don't worry about it. It's another senior chief that signed my papers and pushed it. Don't worry about it. Because at the end of the day, you're not the approver. The big man upstairs is. But since you don't want to wrap my stuff and move it along, and I got to keep questioning about it, let me take that out your hands. Let me go ahead and get that. Yeah, I'll be back. It's something I got to correct. Guess it's somebody else. Paperwork was done by the end of the week. I said, that's crazy. That's crazy. So, regardless of how I got out the military, because my exemption may have would have got approved. And I've been, this is a question I've been asking since I first joined. Like, yo, how can I get exempt from these vaccines? Even on these deployments. They got us taking buku crazy shots and boosters. I had to read this paperwork. They always give us, some doctors, some nurses give you paperwork after the fact. Some of them don't. Always, if you're in the military, you going on deployment, always ask for paperwork, because there's so many people in the military, good friends of mine, good people, or just some fucked up ass people that I met along the way. This trash as hell. Skin messed up. They now be having all types of sickness. All hair be fucked up. Patches and stuff. Because a certain shot they got when they was deployed in certain places. Ask for that, them documentations for them shots. Dead ass. Or even if you're a civilian, you work with us military people, because a lot of civilians work these ship jobs as well, get paid buku money. Ask for them documentations. Because that's another way you're losing it all. You wake up, your hair bald and shit. Appetite different. BO different. Because you got a vaccine that you ain't supposed to get. Because let's say you got dry skin. You got asthma. Bronchitis. You know what I'm saying? Anemic. Sick of cell. Now you all fucked up. Now you really gonna be losing yourself, because them shots ain't no joke. So yes, no matter how I got out the military, I definitely got out of it. I do not regret it. I ain't gonna lie, I have been more at peace without it. Working them crazy shifts, them crazy hours. And people are like, oh, you such a patriot. Now I'm gonna tell you how it is for a black person. Because a lot of us black people in the military talk about this a lot of times. Minorities, period. Even my Hispanic homies. When we ain't got that uniform on, we outside. Motherfuckers bumping to us. They disgusted. They acting like they finna call the police. Like, we aggressive. We did something. Like, oh my God. Like, bro, you doing the most. We in that uniform. We looked at, oh, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you so much. Because we in our uniform, we look like we took a sacrifice for you. Now you want to acknowledge us. You don't want to treat us like a criminal. Even though we still Hispanic, we black or brown skin. The moment I take this off, you treat us different. You know how that make people feel? For me, I don't give a fuck. Because I already looked at the military as a job. Once after my first year of going through the stuff I went through. Being called an angry black woman. Being outcast. Not getting my qual sign. Being written up for being fucking black. Getting told the wrong hours to be at work. And then write me up late shits. And then when I come early. And now they want to sit here and say I'm harassing people for quals. And all this different crazy stuff. I even had black people that was cooning. With the white people. That's when I really was like, oh, yeah, this is just a job for me. Because, bro, if I come to you as a senior chief and chief and telling you, like, pull you to the side, like, yo, this is what's going on. And this room was about me, about my work ethic, who I am, and my character that's preventing me from going to school, preventing me from putting my all-Navy basketball package in, prevent me from doing my job, prevent me from excelling at what I came to do. Because I was initially going to do 20, but with the stuff I went through in that first year, when this contract ended, I'll say, listen, I'm out. But then being married with a family and my business on the side went up and running, I had to think about that. I was too scared to take a risk and bet on myself. That paid a whole another almost 2 years. And I went through the worst for this. I regret it. Regret staying in that long. So now I ain't lose it all. I lost myself. And I would have never found myself if I didn't get out. So now I'm able to clean this slate and find myself again and become a better version of me. So I tell people, look at your surroundings. If you lost a friend, you ain't need them. If they not adding to you, if they not having these business conversations, if they not helping you getting through the hard times, you do not need them. You clean the slate with them. If you're in a relationship that's toxic, and I just seen that guy Willie from day 26 talk about how he walked away from he left his wife and kids because he needed his peace. I see people in the comments going in like, damn, you a father, you could walk away, this and that. And I talk about the celebrity stuff because this world is so in tune to a celebrity, but I'm going to show y'all. I talk about the celebrity stuff more because it's on Instagram. You could literally go see and drop the opinion of your own of what you think of it. It's nothing wrong with finding your peace. You go in them comments, they dogging him. I wish a woman could walk away from their kids. A woman be X, Y, and Z. If you a woman, you got to leave them motherfucking kids, then leave them damn kids. If that man is bringing you toxicity and he dating them kids over your head, do what you got to do. Because you're not going to be a better fit mother if you're not a better fit human. You're not a better fit woman. If you're not a healthy woman. If you're not in a healthy space. If you got to leave and them kids is in the air, in a process too. They a part, they with him and he dating them and using them kids against you, leave them too. It's a way you do it. At the end of the day, all kids will want is love and attention, affection, knowing you're going to be there. They don't want to ever feel like they're the problem because at the end of the day, when the kids go through divorces and breakups and separations or whatever the case may be, them kids oftentimes blame themselves. Them kids don't know how to digest that shit. We adults, we don't know how to digest it. So how can we think a kid mind can be able to handle that? But if you need your peace, your sanity, bro, don't ever feel like it's the wrong thing to do. Because at the end of the day, this is one thing I learned, and I'm a good ass person. That other person who's mad and frustrated, especially if they did X, Y, buku fucking Z and fucked up so much and sat here and blamed you and manipulated and made the situation seem like it was you. Now, don't get me wrong. I ain't no angel. And this person ain't no devil. But the stuff that this person done, oh, it's bad. They say here, one thing I learned is people who go through stuff, at the end of the day, they still want you. At the end of the day, they got their own demons. At the end of the day, they not going to listen to you because you the person that they feel like is attacking them. You the person, and you may be attacking them. It may be the way you saying it. But at the end of the day, they're going to make your character seem like the most nastiest, negative human being on the planet. People going to believe them. So what? At the cost of your sanity, I take it. Like Drake said, losing friends over peace, fair deal for me. Let me cash out, boss. I need that peace ASAP. It's nothing wrong with that. Walk away. That job is nothing wrong. And I've been saying this. I walked away from my whole military career. Almost 6 years. And I'm happy for it. I was stressed. I'm working 18 hours on deployments. And being away from your family is the hardest. Even if you could talk to them every day. It's hard. It's hard. And the spouse, it's hard for them too. The kids, it's hard for them too. Like, the dependence, period. Because there's a lot of people who parents are dependents. It's hard. It's hard on everybody. I understand. It's what I signed up for, so I never complain. But the other stuff? No, I ain't signed up for that. I ain't signed up for the harassment. I ain't signed up for the racist stuff. I ain't signed up for the assaults. I ain't signed up for none of that shit. None of it. Nah, I'm good on that. I'm perfectly good on that. So, yes. Find yourself. Do what you gotta do for you. If you got a business and you don't know how to run it, it's nothing wrong with asking for help. Surround yourself around a circle of people who not only cares about your business, but your mentality. Because one thing about me, even though I have a counselor for personal stuff, I'm also gonna have a life coach for business stuff, because I know the personal me easily can fall into these depressive states and have these anxiety and so messed up from PTSD situations or whatever like that. If I know business gonna bring stress, why not have a life coach to talk me and guide me through that, to ground me when I need it? It's nothing wrong with having a life coach, a business coach. I think they are very necessary, especially a mentor. Oh my God, mentors save so much money, so much disappointment, so many errors that may be in your situation that you were like, dang, I learned the hard way. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, when you have a mentor, especially a business mentor, oh my God, it's a savior. Like, definitely invest into one of those. And us Black people, we need to be able to become mentors. I have witnessed so many Black owned businesses, and I'm in VA. Where they feel intimidated or whatever the case might be by somebody that, like, they new worker. I have seen that. I witnessed that. And I'm like, yo, why are they giving you a hard time? Why are they giving you the terrible hours? Why are they talking to you like that? Like, why this and that? And when you look at it, and you can even see the message, they really emotional when they respond to a worker, and they the business owner. You should never sit here and depend on your workers to build your business, to market your business, to do this and that. No, you need to do that. You just need to run your business. Your workers is there, especially independent contractors, like barbers and nail techs and hair people and stuff like that. Like, you need to be able to run and master your emotions. You need to be able to do that as a business owner and be a mentor and stop feeling intimidated and firing these people or giving them a hard time, because I have witnessed that in the spa industry. And it's crazy. It's unnecessary. Let's not do that. Let's become better mentors. Let's understand that it's not the crab in the bucket. Like, there's no crab. You're the person who's holding other people back. You got the gems. Drop them gems so we can all win. Bring the circle up. Surround yourself with a good circle. You need to be the dumbest in the room. Because if you're the smartest in the room, how you going to learn? You're doing all the teaching. So you also need to be the teacher and the student. You should never stop being a student. You should never stop being a student. So when I say, if you losing yourself, remove yourself straight up. It's no point in sitting in a situation that's not adding nothing to you. Nobody's responsible for your happiness. Nobody's responsible for your peace. Nobody's responsible for you to feel protected, cared for. None of that. The only person obligated to you is your parents. The only person you're obligated to is your children. Marriage, whatever like that, it's supposed to add. And if it's starting to take away, you need to remove yourself. If you're in a career and it's not adding, or you're not moving up, because let's be honest, it got to be chiefs and it got to be Indians. It got to be bosses, it got to be workers, period. If you're a worker and you're not moving up and you capped out, bro, you need to find another job. You stay in the same industry, but you need to find another job. It's not worth it. I feel like as Black people, we get too content. We are hustlers. Black people has lost it all. Doing slavery, come on. When we first came over here, what you thought that was? That was losing it all. Being here in America, we still losing it all. We got politicians and all this stuff. And I tell people all the time, like, the Biden administration, like, at the end of the day, what's your alderman looking like? The people that's in your area that you can literally schedule an appointment when and talk to them. And these churches got a lot of influence, believe it or not. And that's the crazy thing about me. Black people, we run these Christianity churches. And we so focused on the money or this and that as a whole. And we move into a society that's more into spirituality, because the Bible was used as a tool to enslave us. And we just a different type of generation. But these churches got a lot of influence on what goes on in the neighborhood. A lot of influence what goes on in with the politicians, the aldermen, and stuff like that. Sit them down and talk to them. Especially our grandmas and stuff, since y'all like them Bible thumpers. Sit them down and talk to them. Don't sit here and come see your grandbabies giving them a hard time for wanting better or wanting to work for themselves. I've witnessed that a lot as well, especially in the military. People in the military has business on the side, real estate, tour road, whatever the case may be. People walk away from their job all the time, and we are told that they are embarrassed by us and this and that, and our business. I love business. They ain't going to get off the ground and stuff like that. Bro, we're not a part of the working class anymore. We part of the class that want to have millions and be wealthy and have ownership and stuff like that. We late in the game learning about that stuff. But I love the progress that we're making. I love to see Black people owning stuff and buying land. Mississippi, the poorest state. It's some poor states around here. And most of the poor states are predominantly Black. But when you look at the house ownership, bro, it's over 50%. It's over 45%. Period. So it's not like it can't be done. It can be. It has been done for a couple decades now. But we're content with just that. We need to own assets. And we're in a society where stocks are huge. Millionaires are easy to obtain, especially with social media. I love to see that. So whatever you had to do to get there, you ain't losing. You just clean your slate. You made time. You created space so you can get there. Continue to do that. If it don't add to you, remove it. If it's going to take away, you don't need it. For what? Because it's going to take away from you. You don't want to go through these experiences. Trust me, you do not want to go through experience that alter the person you are, that you lose your core self. And that's the hardest part to find. That's why it's so easy for people to slip into addiction. It's a temporary relief to get away from their reality. Like, damn, this shit is sad. How did I get here? They get to a point, they don't even know. They don't care. Hey, what that rocket? What that blow it? Let's go get high. They get to that point. Addicts become addicts at their lowest point. Their lowest point is losing themselves, not losing everything around them. It's solely losing themselves. I realized the other thing. Damn, I know a couple of homeless people I be driving past. Not know them on a regular basis, but I see them all the time. I blow at them. If I got a little food, a little change, I give it to them. If I go grocery shopping, here got some fruits, apples, case of water, a couple of waters, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? You need it more than me. But I see a couple of homeless people and they be happy. And I'd be like, how in the hell are you happy on the street? No shelter. Like, this is the basic needs of Maslow. Shelter, you know, food, clothing, belonging, this and that. And then I see some homeless couples. I'm like, I'm like, damn, they literally lost everything around them, but they still able to smile. What's my reason to stop smiling? I still got a bed to lay in, food to put on my back. I say, yeah, the stuff I got in my life that's taken away from me too much, it gotta go. Ain't no way, boy. Ain't no way. Not taken away from them, that's a beautiful thing that you can still find light in your life, regardless of your surroundings. But I had to look at it like, damn, I need to get myself together. Because I see myself frowning more than smiling. Oh, no, I gotta change that. Gotta change that. So, yes, this is my last podcast for the season. I'm going to go deep dive in to find out who I am again, since I'm walking away from everything that does not benefit me. And I'm leaving it behind me because it's not necessary, especially if you're going to come at the character that I am. If you're going to demonize who I am. First of all, I never value people's opinion anyway. But if you know me, and you play a vital part of my life and you like that, no, I'm good. I'm good on that. It's not worth me yelling. It's not worth me having toxic behavior. It's not worth me feeling like I'm not enough. I'm not valuable. I'm less than. I would never. No. Hell no. I've never put myself in a situation that made me feel anything but good about myself. Not questioning myself. Not questioning who I am. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should just accept and settle for you doing the bare minimum or nothing at all. Or bringing nothing to me, or making me better, and just settle for that. And one day, you know, maybe one day, no, it ain't about if I'm in a business and I can't go forward, if I'm in a friendship, I can't, you know, become a better business person, or not saying I'm looking for these things, but if you're not adding to a friendship, like if you're a friend, then I could just get good laughs with a good vibes. I'm blessed for that. Because that's hard to come around. It's hard to come around genuine people to be around. If I'm not in a relationship that adds to me, I'm good. I'm good on that. It ain't about bringing something to the table. Goddamn, you better bring a chair, and I got a chair to the table. Shit, we better fucking bring two tables together. It's a picnic. I don't give a damn, but it ain't nothing bringing to the table and the other person don't. I'm out of that. Like, hell no. Especially going into my 30s, like, hell no. Like, you look at life different, like, nah, I'm not finna look up, be 50 and looking back like, damn, like, ooh, no. I want to look back and be like, damn, I live a fulfilled life. I have been happy. I want to look back like that. You know, I'm satisfied with what I did, but there's more I can do. Kanye West walking around here with a whole mask on and a jacked up haircut. And I'm just like, man, he different. I'm like, now I look at him, I'm like, damn, he doing what he want to do and he don't care what nobody has to say. I love that. Be you. If you're fucking weird, be the most weirdest person. Be you, period. It's no greater feeling than feeling fulfilled and satisfied with who you are. If you're going through something, questioning yourself, stressed out, having these toxic behaviors, and you can't even recognize yourself, you don't want to look yourself in the mirror, none of that shit, don't. No. Walk away. Walk away. It's going to hurt. Trust and believe it's going to hurt. You're going to find some happy days. You're going to find some days you just sitting there crying, listen to some gospel, listen to some Frankie Beverly and you trying to get up and get the groove, and you're going to have those days. You're going to have those days when a motherfucker call you with some drama. You're going to be like, yo, you got me fucked up. You're going to have all these days and have all these emotions. Go through it. It's not going to be easy, but the reward afterwards of finding yourself, being at peace, being happy, being fulfilled, feeling satisfied with who you are and what's going on in your life, priceless. And that's what motivates me. That's what keeps me going. Oh, snap. I just been ranting. I got a couple. Let's play a couple of these.
Hey, good morning to you. Just stopping in and saying good morning. I mean, you just talking up a storm. A solo show. You know what I'm saying? And I can tell you experienced a lot in life. You just talking about it. Talking about different experiences and different things. Yeah, but I feel you, though. Sometimes you got to walk away. Walk away. It may be hard, but for your peace and your sanity, sometimes you gotta walk away from the stressful or a toxic situation. You know, people sacrifice for the love of their children, and they stay in toxic relationships and ended up cutting their lives short. Instead of breaking away from that.
That's a fact.
Hey Lulu, how are you? I hope you're having a good night. Very well spoken, and you talk very, very appropriate. Quick question. What do you do for a living?
Oh, well, I'm unemployed now. I walked away from the military. That's what I do for a living. Are we going to tap into the next one?
You're talking to me, girl. You're talking to me, Lulu. Thank you.
You're welcome. But yeah, I'm unemployed, left the military. I'm happy about it. Finding my peace, that's what I'm doing. That's my journey now, finding my peace, building my businesses, doing everything that I want to do, how I want to do it. Whatever regrets I have of not doing it, that's what I'm going after. That's what I'm going to do. So that's more important to me than anything. Ownership, you know, children, family, legacy. That's it. Whatever I want to do, that's what I'm doing. So I thank you all for listening and for sharing, you know, for talking or whatever like that. I hope you all have a good morning, a blessed morning. And thank you.